I am here in studio to talk about the CERT team, C-E-R-T, and that stands for, no, it's not the delicious mint or candy, it's the Community Emergency Response Team. See, now I'm here with Art Joseph, you know him from Joseph's Garage in Norwell, and you're old enough to remember those commercials about CERTs.
Oh, yeah.
That's with an S, but this is CERT. And this is something we've spoken with you about before, and I think it's a wonderful community group that does a lot of good for the community and for the individual person. Tell our listeners a little bit about what CERT stands for and what it means.
Oh, certainly, Christine. And again, yeah, this is our fourth time in talking to you about it. As you said, Community Emergency Response Team, we're a group of people that will undergo a training course to help us prepare to serve the town in the need of an emergency. In our local town, CERT originally came out of California, where there were earthquakes and stuff, and they needed to have the neighborhoods prepared. But our local towns, the CERT teams are mainly deployed for sheltering, warming or cooling centers, or for a lot of public events.
So typically, like in the past, I'd say 5 years, what's something that the local CERT team has helped out with so people think, oh, I remember those guys there?
Well, Norwell, for example, we've deployed to help out and supplement the police and fire at the half marathons that they've had in November. We've been at three summer fests that we've used to have over in Norwell Center.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, during COVID, we helped during a lot of the mobile vaccination clinics. We run supplement the warming and cooling centers, which have been pretty infrequent the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But those are where you'd see us. I've seen us most in Norwell. Situate is a part of our group team. They deploy their mm-hmm. CERT team at their St. Patrick's Day parade and Heritage Days. So there are a lot of different places we actually are.
But you've also gotten into some, since Norwell does it with several other towns, if there's some of these big coastal emergencies, you've helped out with that too.
Oh, certainly, yeah. There's a regional sheltering group in Norwell belongs to, and we would supply people to man a regional shelter in Weymouth if there was a major event. Even now, as we work closer together with our local communities, we'd possibly be taking shifts in Situate if they had to evacuate the coast for a nor'easter or a major storm.
Okay. So what are you looking for right now? Are you looking for people to join? What's going on with that?
Yeah, Christine, that's exactly what we're looking for. We've joined together as a six-town group to regionalize our training, so it's a little bit easier to come up with a group than each town trying to do it on their own. And what we've been running them is twice a year. We're looking for new members that will come out, attend the four nights of training, and then, you know, become members of their individual town CERT team. It's this regional training, as I said, it's good because we can get it's easier to get a bigger group together. And by splitting it over different locations, we also expose the people in the training to what the other towns are. So when it does come time to help out, they're familiar with the facilities.
Now, when you say training, what are people doing? Are they running obstacle courses? are they launching sandbags?
Well, I certainly wouldn't. If it was running obstacle courses, I certainly wouldn't be a CERT team member. No, for example, we'll go through 9 training modules over our 4 nights. We'll talk about disaster preparedness, and that's going right down to the home level, what you should have on hand, and preparing for events and disasters. Mitigation of impact and effects and you and your family. We'll talk about how CERT is organized and how we run it. We're going to actually run a whole night with 2 different modules on basic first aid. We'll get a lot of exposure there to the common stuff, which will again help you in your personal life or when you're deployed. We'll talk a little bit about disaster psychology. You know, when we're in a sheltering situation or warm and cooling situation, we're going to potentially meet people that are not having the best day of their lives.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
And how to handle that. We're going to talk a lot about fire safety, fire extinguisher. So that's, again, something you can bring back to your home.
Mm-hmm.
We'll lightly touch on light search and rescue. And then a place where CERTs kind of increase their education is in terrorism. So we'll talk a little bit about active shooter situations and how CERT may deploy in a town if there was a terrorism, and then we kind of wrap things up that way.
So how much of the training, how much of a commitment is it? It sounds like a lot of units, but I know that it looks like you try to do it. Is it 4 different segments, and you do it in the 4 different towns, in 3 different towns, what, Norwell, Scituate, Scituate, Hanover.
Right. What we'll do is we'll kind of take those 8-9 modules, we'll divide them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll do our first night, May 9th. We're starting a Thursday this time around, May 9th. We're going to meet in Norwell. We'll go over the disaster preparedness and CERT organization. The next two meetings, Tuesday, May 14th and Thursday, May 16th, will be at the Scituate Fire Department's EOC.
Time of day?
We're going to start meeting at 6 o'clock each night.
And how long does it go, till 9 or 10?
Most of the nights till 9. One of the nights where we start playing around with the fire extinguishers, that can run a little bit longer.
That sounds a little sketchy there, playing around with the fire extinguishers.
Training with the fire extinguishers.
Okay.
But it does usually turn into a marshmallow roast. And then we'll finish up, and so we'll do a lot of the first aid with Lieutenant Bortolato in Scituate.
Okay.
And fire those two nights. And then the final night, Tuesday, May 21st, we'll be in Hanover, and Carol and Rick Matties will walk us through some of the disaster psychology and the terrorism things.
Okay, so that's what we know about the training commitment. What about during the year? What kind of a commitment is it for the volunteers? What should they expect?
Well, what they could expect from each of their towns, because again, mm-hmm. they'll belong to their town teams, is maybe 2 or 3, 4 training sessions a year.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams will have meetings, not necessarily training. So you might have 6 meetings a year, 4 trainings, possibly an activity. And then if there's a deployment, you know, that's kind of a variable. Okay. Whether there's a bad storm or not, that would be a variable. A couple hours shift in a warming center, or, you know, a town like Scituate, I said, you know, with a parade, you might be asked to come out and provide assistance at a town event.
What are you looking for, specific types of volunteers with specific skills?
Not really. We do tend to get people with skills, which mm-hmm. is great for the various teams. But no, you don't need to have any medical skills coming in, or any specific organizational skills mm-hmm. or talents. You know, it's just kind of looking for a cross section of town residents that wanna be there when their town needs them.
Okay. So how can people join up, and how can they find out more information?
Generally, you can go to each of your towns, the 6 towns, Cohasset, Hanover, Hingham, Norwell, Scituate, and Rockland. Generally, you can find on the town web pages information. Norwell's mm-hmm. hopefully will be up today for the enrollment applications for each individual towns. Or you can get in touch with me, Art Joseph, at norwellcert@gmail.com, or Randy Robertson at scituatecert@gmail.com. And then we can kind of put you in touch with the person in your town.
What do you personally, being a member of this since 2015, what do you get out of this?
You know, what I've always said is, you know, I think back when I first started at the station and looking in the back of people's pickup trucks and seeing the old civil defense hats and the triangles and you know, at the bomb shelters in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, well, this is my generation's civil defense. And I want to be there as another way for the town. But lately, with these training sessions, what I'm really getting out of it is looking on that fourth night when we ask the people in the training session, have you changed anything in your home, your car, or your work? And 100% of the people raise their hands and say, yeah, I found out my fire extinguishers were expired, or I've supplemented my first aid kit, or I made these changes. So now that's what I'm really kind of getting out mm-hmm. of it, is knowing that my neighbors and other people in my town are going to be better prepared going forward if something should happen.
And one more time, how people can find out more information about the CERT program.
Again, you can reach out to norwellcert@gmail.com, scituatecert@gmail.com. You can find generic information on the FEMA,
mm-hmm.
Federal Emergency Management websites, or look at your town webpage. Usually it will be under Emergency Management, which is usually off the fire department
mm-hmm.
webpage.
And I just reminded people, CERT is CERT, Community Emergency Response Team. We're also going to pop this interview up online, too.
Thank you.
People can, you're welcome. People can go back and listen to you over and over again, which I know they want to do. And always good to see you here. Again, that's Art Joseph. You know him from Joseph's Garage in Norwell. How many years has your family owned that?
Well, it opened in September of 1928 as a Gulf gas station.
Woo!
It's continually been us. We're third generation now, my brother John and I.
That's pretty cool. Well, we appreciate you joining us today, and this is another great community program. You can get involved if you live in a number of these towns. You said Cohasset, Hanover, Hingham, Norwell, Rockland, and Scituate.
Correct.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Art Joseph.
Thanks, Christine.
You're welcome. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.